This morning, our scripture passage comes to us again from the book of Micah and also from the book of Proverbs. First, from Micah. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? And then from the book of Proverbs, kindness and faithfulness protect the king. He supports his throne by kindness. Those who pursue righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness and honor. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, last week we began this brand new series looking at what it means to be just and humble and kind. And not just to believe these ideas, but to be them, to embody them, to live them out in our lives. And so our kind of theme passage for this series is what you just heard a moment ago from the book of Micah. And it's really the verse 8 there in Micah that says, "What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?" Now, I want to invite you, actually, wherever you are, just to read it with me, or to hear it again at least, because I want us to really memorize this, to internalize this. So again, let's read it. Let's read it if you would. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Now again, what I pointed out last week, I want to emphasize again, and Micah tells us that this is a requirement. This is an expectation of God. This is not a suggestion. This is not, hey, if you feel like it, if you want to. God says, I want you to do this. I expect you to do this. I require you to do this. And so last week we talked about the first word, justice. And if you remember, the Hebrew word for justice is this word called mishpat. All right? And mishpat literally means making the right judgment, okay? Making right judgment, making the right decision, doing the right thing. And scripture is often tied to the poor and the powerless, because many times those are the ones who are treated unjustly, just as they are today. There's not really any difference. Hasn't really changed. I mean, it's easy to rule in favor of someone's friend or to rule in favor of somebody who has power and wealth, who can hire the best lawyers. You know, it's the marginalized, the poor, the least, the last, the lost, and many times are forgotten and are treated unjustly, not just on a courtroom setting, but also on a personal level, how we relate to one another and how, you know, by believing stereotypes and making assumptions and, you know, thinking the worst about people, we can end up treating people unjustly as well. So that's what we began last week. Now, today I want us to focus on the word kindness. Kindness. Now, the Hebrew word found for kindness here in Micah and in about 250 other places in the Old Testament is translated into English with the multiple words. Okay, so the one word hesed in Hebrew can mean multiple things. So sometimes it's translated as compassion. All right, hesed is a concern for another person, so sometimes it's translated as compassion. It's a commitment to provide care or help for another person, so it's often translated as kindness. It's at times providing means to provide aid for someone or to help someone who doesn't deserve it, and so it can be translated as mercy or grace. When someone is in a relationship and, you know, people in your family or in your community or close friends, church, whatever, it can also mean steadfast love or loyalty. You know, when I meet with couples to in preparation for the marriage, if I'm officiating their marriage, we talk about hesed, basically. Or we're talking about, hey, you know what, you're going to look at that person and there's going to be days where you're going to look at them and you're going to say, you know what, I just don't like you. All right, that happens. But you know what? The marriage vows aren't built on this warm and fuzzy feeling, this emotional feeling. It's built on hesed. It's built on agape, unconditional love. I mean, when you're promising to another person, you know, those marriage vows, you're not promising that you're always going to feel like you're in love, okay? But you're promising to care for them, to show kindness to them, to be graceful to them, even when they don't deserve it. To be loyal, to have this steadfast love for each other. Again, we talk about hesed. It's not this emotional feeling that you have toward another person. It's asking you to live, to be, to embody these things: steadfast love, compassion, kindness, loyalty, mercy. Right? This is the way God relates to us, isn't it? Doesn't God embody all of these? As God really, isn't God compassionate, merciful towards us, graceful to us? Doesn't God love us? You know, isn't it a steadfast love? God will love us no matter what. I mean, God practices, embodies, Hesed, demonstrates Hesed to us. Micah reminds us that we're called, God calls us to demonstrate that to others. I mean, this is how society works best, okay? Overcoming our own anger, our own sinfulness, our own selfishness, our own self-interest, and instead practicing mishpat, practicing Hesed towards other people. I mean, it's one of the most powerful attributes, okay, we can have as human beings. And it's more than simply an action. A lot of times we think of kindness, I'll just be kind to someone. And so we understand it, we interpret it as an action. But it's really a quality of being. It's why we're called be kind. I came across an interview this week with Dr. Michelle Robin. She's a wellness coach. She's the founder of something called the 31-Day Kindness Campaign. And I wanted you to hear just a little bit about the benefits, though, of kindness. Take a look.
What we do know through these acts of kindness to yourself and others, it changes the hormones and neurotransmitters. Oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin. Those are the hormones that help you feel connected, help you feel motivated, and help you feel happy. And so what I love about being kind is it will shift your own well-being, not just yours, but it will create a ripple of the other person that you're giving to, whether it's a smile, whether it's buying the person's cup of coffee behind you, whether it is writing a note or sending a text, I'm just thinking of you. It could be as simple as acknowledging your neighbor. From a medical standpoint, besides those feel-good hormones, it also lowers your blood pressure, helps you sleep better, will also lower your risk for heart disease and cancer and improve your immune system.
When you think about it, all of those things are true. I mean, research has shown over and over and over again the positive benefits, the psychological benefits, the mental benefits, the health benefits of being kind to one another. I mean, so many of us, we're jogging on the treadmill and we're trying to do our exercises, and all those things are wonderful. Those are great things. But one of the key exercises that you can do, that you can practice for better health, is simply to be kind to other people. I mean, kindness has been shown to increase self-esteem and empathy and compassion. It improves one's mood. It can decrease your blood pressure. All right? There's a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol that is directly relates to stress levels, and it lowers that. Okay, it can increase your sense of connectivity to others, and so it decreases loneliness and improves relationships. People who give of themselves in a balanced way, research has shown, tend to be healthier and live longer. And it's sort of like, our bodies were created, okay, think about it. Our bodies were wired, our bodies were created, our brains were wired for kindness. Because when you practice it, when you embody it, when you are it, it benefits you. When you don't, it hurts you. So do you think God created us for that, in that way? I think so. Amy Weaver is president and CFO of one of the 100 largest companies in the world. The company is called Salesforce. And she noted that one of the strategies and one of the things that Salesforce strives to embody to be is to be kind. So they strive to lead with kindness. And this is what she said. She said, when thinking about how to run a company and managing people, we don't talk nearly enough about the power of kindness. Leading with kindness is a strength that should be cultivated and encouraged. It is not a weakness. So this is what they built their company around, this value. It's a core value of them. And think about in your own spheres of influence. I mean, which of us doesn't prefer being waited on by somebody or helped by someone who is kind, right? They're kind to us. I mean, which of us wouldn't want to work for a boss, for a manager, for a supervisor who practices kindness on a regular basis? You know, or be with coworkers or fellow employees who treat each other with kindness, right? The writer of Proverbs captures the benefit of kindness. We heard earlier when they write kindness, hesed, and this is the word used there, hesed, and faithfulness protect the king. He supports his throne by kindness. And he protects his throne not by a tip of a sword, not by threats, not by fear, but Proverbs tells us by kindness, by hesed. As we read on, those who pursue righteousness and kindness, again the word is hesed, will find life, righteousness, and honor. So it's not just for the king to pursue kindness. All of us are called to do that. And when we do, we find life, we find right standing and honor when we practice hesed. I mean, so think about it. what would happen if you saw, and I know a lot of you already do this, but if you saw as a part of your daily mission in life was to practice hesed, to practice kindness towards other people. I mean, this is what Micah is saying. This is to be part of your rhythm of life, everyday life. And it's just quality of being is to practice hesed, to demonstrate that. People ask, you know, what's my purpose in life? How is this part? Part of your purpose is to practice kindness, I believe, right? To do so in tangible ways. This week I was in CVS, and I was picking up a prescription for one of my daughters, and I was checking out, though. I'd gotten a prescription, but I was checking out up front, too, as well. And there was a person in front of me, and in their hand, they had a stack of envelopes, just kind of, you know, like note card envelopes. And so I was standing there, and I was just waiting so I couldn't help but overhear what they were talking about. And the person said, hey, and they were talking to the manager who was up front checking out. And they said, hey, I was in here earlier in the week picking up a prescription. I just really noticed how hard your pharmacy folks work. I mean, they're always busy, and they're just trying to help people, sick people, and all, help people get the right kind of medicine, and they work just extremely hard. And so would you mind giving them these thank you notes? And they had, you know, a stack for every one of the pharmacy employees. It's just a thank you note for each of them. If you'll make sure each one of them gets one. And it's just a little, you know, I just wrote them a little note. Would you give it to them? And the manager was just kind of surprised, didn't really know what to say there initially. And finally they just said, well, sure, that's great. Thank you so much. I'll make sure that every one of them gets a note. I'm thinking, this is hesed. This is hesed. I mean, so again, what would it look like to practice hesed on daily basis? You don't have to be writing thank you notes for all the employees at, you know, the pharmacy employees at CVS. You know, not. But what would it look like if you just did that? You know, on a daily kind of basis. And so, to help you do that, you know, we have what was called for the month of October. We have the 31-day kindness challenge. Okay. Calendar. So it's a calendar, but it's a challenge at the same time. So it's a calendar. So Matt, our communications director, has put together just a wonderful calendar. We're going to I'll share with you at the end of the service, so stick around, okay, as to how you can download that QR code or the web address where you can go directly to it. And you can download a calendar for October, so you got a week to prepare. All right, but each and every day is just a suggestion as how you might express kindness to another person. So it might be to write a note. Maybe it's to send some text. Maybe it's to buy coffee for someone. But each and every day, there's a suggestion as to how you might practice hesed. All right, so I hope you'll take us up on it, and you'll do that through the 31 days of October. We'd love to hear your experience as well. So drop us a line or send us a note via Facebook or Instagram, whatever. We'd love to hear about that. But again, stick with us to the end of the service, and I'll share the QR code, and I'll share the web address where you can download your own 31 Days of Kindness calendar. All right, so do that. I hope you'll be a part of that. But you'll also notice on that calendar, there's one big day, at least for us in the Charlotte area and here in St. Stephen, and that is our mission day. I'm calling it our B-Day. It's just in a very intentional way for us to be in our community to demonstrate kindness, justice, to be humble, and in being humble in doing all of that, to embody these things that we're talking about. And there's all kinds of opportunities to do that. So if you're in the Charlotte area, you can go to our website and you can register. You can be a part of those things like making sandwiches or helping to deliver meals or notes and little sweet treats to, you know, folks who've lost a loved one or just going through difficult times. So if you, again, if you're in the Charlotte area or St. Stephen is home to you, we'd love for you to participate. If you can't, again, make sure you do the 31 Days of Kindness Challenge. Wherever you are, you can at least do that as well. All right. But again, Micah reminds us that the Lord requires us to be just, to be kind, to be hesed. Because kindness, hesed, has a way of changing, right? Changing people. It can even change the world, I believe. And that brings me to one last illustration I want to share with you this day. Now, it's a TV commercial. It's actually a favorite of mine, and I don't really watch commercials. Mindy will tell you. And she gets frustrated if we're watching TV together because once a show or ball game, whatever I'm watching, goes to a commercial, I'm changing the channel to something else that's not in commercial that, you know, I can watch for maybe a minute or two before I go back to what I was watching originally. So I don't really pay a lot of attention to commercials, but there was one several years ago that caught my eye, and it was by the Coca-Cola company, and I believe it was their Super Bowl, one of their Super Bowl ads in 2015. But it's a favorite of mine because I think maybe it was one of the best that year. I don't know. You decide. Take a look. If you could, we could change the world. We can make the world better by just sharing a Coke. But you know that, unfortunately, that's not the case. But we can still practice hesed. You know, and I looked up the song that was a part of that commercial. It's a song by I think the band's called 100 Waters. But the lyrics, in many ways, to me, are like a prayer, because here are some of the words. In case you missed them, don't let me show cruelty, though I make mistakes. Don't let me show ugliness, though I know I can hate. And don't let me show evil, though it might be all I take. Show me love. Show me love. In other words, be just, be kind, be humble. Let us pray. Lord, I give you thanks that you demonstrate, that you embody, that you pour out hesed upon us. And so, Lord, help us to do the same with those around us. And you know what? It's easy to do it when we're in a good mood. It's easy to do it when we're in a good place. But, Lord, when we, it's the days that we don't feel good, right? That we're maybe not in the best mood, that you still call us to practice hesed, to be kind. And so, Lord, help us to do so each and every day. You present to us those opportunities to respond in our way. And so my hope and prayer is that we would take you up on it. Lord, again, thank you for the hesed that you show to us. Whether we deserve it or not, you continue to show compassion and steadfast love and loyalty and mercy and grace, all of these things to us. May we do the same for others. First, in Christ's name, we pray these things. Amen.